always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, and you are tuned in to none other than the Yada the King Radio Show, your home for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. And we back at it, man. Once again, it's just a privilege to be. Man, I thank you guys for listening, man. Like I say all the time, I would do it for myself, but I mean, it's always good having somebody else checking it out, man. And shout out to all the cats that, man, that I've been hearing. They just loving the show. If this is your first time hearing the show, man, hit me up, call me or text me. You can call or text me at 425-243-4285, man. We want to hear what you think about, We want to talk about some topics that you want us to talk about, man. That's really what we want to do. Hit us up on Twitter as well, at Yada the King. Get the Yada the King app. It's only $1.99 for Apple and Android. But that's enough of the promotion. Look, we're going to do it like this, man. Today, we're getting it in with the homie Mouthpiece, man. We're going to chop it up with him. He's from the Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't got the app, you're going to miss out on the fun facts, because we just talked about the Seahawks and Atlanta Falcons. Who's really the better team, man? That's what we really want to know. And the topic of the day, man, is all about relationship, man. How is your relationship with God? How do people know you have a relationship with God? And what are some things we should do to grow that relationship with God, man? That's what we're going to talk about, and we're going to get it in. This right here is Trey Harris, The Remedy. Let's check it out on Yada the King Radio. Tell somebody, brother.
Seems like every step I take, the weight of the world keeps wearing me down. I know something's gotta break, and I hope and pray that it's not me. My heart is searching, trying to find it. Everything in this world I've tried it. I just won't really, I need some peace. I hear something on the inside of me say, on the bounce spiral, I'm right there by your side.
I am the remedy.
When you can't hold on, no matter what you do, you can't hold on. You just remember that I am the
remedy.
So you gotta let go, open up when I knock on that door. Let me come in so I can take full control of you.
This is the remedy.
When you need relief, and when you want just a little more peace,
you can always find it.
Seems like everywhere I turn lately, somebody has an answer for me. But everything I try, it never works out right. It always leaves me empty inside. My heart is searching, trying to find it. Everything in this world I've tried, I just won't really. I need some peace. I hear something on the years out of me.
I'm the great I am, my name is Jesus.
And I know what's going on.
Fly away all the things that hurt me in my life.
I'll defeat my giants today.
Something makes me
listen up. You got something that you want to advertise with us here at Yada the King Radio, hit us up at YadaTheKing.com or email us advertising@YadaTheKing.com. We offer splash and background page, banners, Twitter blasts, and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast. Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices. You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out. So go to YadaTheKing.com and advertise today. We invite you to join in fellowship with us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way. Got a book? Are you in need of publishing services? Has God shared a vision with you that you need to get out to the masses? Do you need help in pulling it all together? The staff at Hunter Hart Publishing is ready to serve your book publishing needs. Log on to HunterHartPublishing.com today to submit your manuscript for review. We are excited to share with you a vision to offer God's heart to a dying world. Visit HunterHartPublishing.com. Hunter Hart Publishing. Offer God's heart to a dying world. All right. That was my dude, Chase Sutton, my brother, man. I had to get his song in there, Keep On Trying. The funny thing is, I said that to my daughter today. She was like, I can't draw a K. And I was like, Markayla, you got a K in your name. You got to learn it. You got to keep on trying. So I was like, hey, man, that might be a little nice little segment in the music video or something. I don't know. I'm just saying. But, man, right now, bro, we got Mouthpiece. We got him on, man. He's in the A right now, right? Is that where you at?
Yeah.
Okay, you in Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm out of Atlanta, man. What's poppin'?
Man, what's poppin', bro? First of all, I want to know, Mouthpiece, where that name came from, bro?
Really, man, you know, as a rapper, man, you come across a lot of names, man. I have some crazy names.
Yeah.
Just trying to figure out and try to find something that fit me. But to be honest, something that God gave me. I was reading the Bible, man, and it was basically when God spoke to Moses and Aaron.
Yeah.
And they basically, I won't go give you a whole theology spill on that, but it's basically the role of Aaron to actually be the one that actually spoke to Pharaoh.
Yeah.
So he was considered a mouthpiece. Even though Moses was the leader, still considered a mouthpiece between Moses and the Pharaoh. So that's something that I read, man, and it just really... lit my spirit up and God spoke to me and he said, that's what you're going to be for me. You're going to be a mouthpiece.
Wow.
I've been with it and ran with it ever since.
All right, man. Well, you're going to have to take me through your testimony, man. Give me about a 5-minute spiel of how God changed your life radically, man.
Wow. To be honest with you, man, I grew up in the church, man. Both of my parents are in ministry, man. Father was a pastor. So I grew up with parents that actually... we're in ministry. Dad had his own church.
Yeah.
Fast forward 8, 9, 10, parents end up getting a divorce. Definitely something I didn't expect.
Yeah.
But I drastically went from a household that had big strict religious rules, but we did always keep God at the forefront, mm-hmm. to a household where my mom got remarried to an ex drug dealer.
Wow.
So from that, I went from a strict household with godly principles to a house where beer was now in the refrigerator and any type of music could be heard. So just growing up with that, man, I was able to get, you know, kind of get an idea of both sides, you know, the outside of the church, the inside of the church. So to even go further, man, like I said, I lived my life. After I graduated high school, I lived my life. Wow, bro. Anybody that know, if they grew up in a church home at any point of their life, they kind of felt sheltered. So when they got out from up under that, they probably was buck wild. And that was the case with me.
Yeah.
I was buck wild, man. Did a lot of dirt. Bro. So at age 20, man, in the midst of my sin and the midst of my dirt, man, God just began to give me dreams.
Wow.
And he began to give me the same dream in the same week. And it was just the same dream every time I went to sleep.
Wow.
I kept on having the same dream.
Yeah.
what was taking place in this dream was I was falling off of a skyscraper, and before I hit the ground, I would always wake up,
yeah.
and I would just look around, and the only thing that I could think about was this life is not forever, and if I die today, where would I go? And so everything that I ever knew about God, that I knew about heaven, that I knew about Jesus Christ, it was just flashing before my eyes. And I, at that moment, after that week of continuous, the same dream, I really was just like, man, I know better. Yeah. And that Friday, I went to church and either, you know, some people say rededicated, gave my life to Christ. But I really, really, that day, I really, really surrendered. That was like
20
years ago, man. So I've been saved ever since.
That's what's up, man. So it's good to hear how God brought you. Talk about that saved ever since thing, man. Talk about that, because I know there have been ups, there have been downs. But what has really kept you in this thing, bro?
Man, really, really God's grace, man. I'm still growing. You know, none of us have attained it all, man.
Right.
So, but ever since, man, like I said, just growing. Really, really growing, really building with God, really getting to know God, really, really understanding what it meant and what He did on the cross, Jesus Christ, you know, for the sake of us sinners, man. And just like I said, just God's grace. Because I didn't thought I was perfect. I didn't thought I had it all. I didn't thought that nobody could teach me. I didn't thought that I couldn't teach nobody. I mean, I done had it. I done been pretty much in every position, man, and through it all, man, God has chiseled me, you know, groomed me, and He's still growing me up, man. But if there's anything that I could say that has kept me ever since, man, it's just God's grace, just knowing that, you know, that I'm not perfect, and He knows I'm not perfect, and this is a glorious procession, man, of God just protecting us and us drawing close to Him, man. So His grace, forefront.
That's what's up, bro. We talking the testimony right now with Mouthpiece, man. We got it in. You saw how God saved his life. I want to say He could do the same for you, man. Just give God a try. Right now, man, you know, we're not only going to say give God a try, we're going to say spark it, man. And you got a song called Spark It right here, man. What's this joint about right here on Yacht of the King Radio?
Really, man, I just wanted to write a song, man. It was really inspired by, I always think about how can I interject or input or impart or inject some type of motivation and inspiration in believers, man, to really spark up, you know, for lack of better words, a revolution or a change or a revival in whatever area or arena they're in, man. So really the motivation of that song was just to spark it, man. Like, don't wait for the fire to be lit. Don't wait for somebody else to light that fire, but you be that fire that you know, you be the flame or the spark for the fire.
Right. So we're going to hop into that on Yacht of the King Radio right now. Spark It by the homie Mouthpiece. We'll be right back, man. We're going to talk about how you got into this music game. All right.
I put that on my mama. That's word to Martin.
That's word to Martin.
I got a dream. I beg your pardon.
I beg your pardon.
Partin' my steam. Look how I'm just getting started.
Just getting started.
I'm making movements, baby. I'm more than an artist.
More than an artist.
While y'all consume with the chart and I'm done with talking.
Check.
Let's make it happen. Let's build. Let's find a target.
Check.
Then flood the market. That place where we shine in darkness.
Shine in darkness.
If you ain't on fire for something, I'ma spark it.
Yeah.
Pass me your match. Let's make a bonfire. Look, it's a fact. We was born liars. That's that. Names calling us, come higher. Come out the tracks where we barely escaping gunfire. I had a dream, I seen a sunflower in the middle of the ghetto and the church choir, singing a hymnal from a hymn book on the stoop. To my surprise, I'm seeing Kanye, I see Snoop. That there's a game changer, like a woman with a ring on a ring finger. I know they married to the game like a gangbanger. But in this thing, I'm seeing change in exchange for the paper. Now they chasing a maker, cause they seen us on fire. When you possessed by the Holy Ghost, man, it changes your life. No lie, hard not to see it when He is alive. And that's the very thing that got them all asking why. How can I get high? Spark. I put that on my mama. That's word to Martin.
That's word to Martin.
I got a dream. I beg your pardon.
I beg your pardon.
Partin' my steam. Look how I'm just getting started.
Just getting started.
I'm making movements, baby. I'm more than an artist.
More than an artist.
While y'all consume with the chart and I'm done with talking.
Check.
Let's make it happen, let's build, let's find a target. Then flood the market, that place where we shine in darkness. If you ain't on fire for something, I'ma spark it. My attitude's like throwing gasoline on fireplaces. If loving gotta get me tried, I'm catching 9 cases. Otherwise, we wasting time and letting time waste us. I'm sick and tired like you trying my patience. I told you once, twice, I ain't siding with Satan. I ain't wearing no mask, I ain't riding with Jason. I ain't scared of my death, man, I'm dying to taste it. Cause I know where I'm going, who ain't trying to make it? I'm on my job, man, I'm working overtime. I'm trying to show the blind exactly how Jehovah shine. They say I'm high, like I be sniffing coca lines. I can't deny it. Christ give me the dopest rhymes. It's for a purpose though, cause he know what's on my mind. Like I wrote my raps on sandpaper, man, I'm on my grind. There go a cheesy punchline. I pray to God that Jeezy catch it for his crunch time. I put that on my mama, that's word to Martin. I got a dream, I beg your pardon. Pardon my steam, look how I'm just getting started. I'm making movements, baby, I'm more than an artist. While y'all consume with the chart and I'm done with talking. Let's make it happen, let's build, let's find a target. Then flood the market, that place where we shine in darkness. If you ain't on fire for something, I'ma spark it. Yo, this your boy Mouthpiece, and you're listening to Yacht of the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
Yeah. It's Smiley D, fam. What up, Eshawn? Crossside. Yeah. Let's do it.
Hey. I'ma speak on it, even though you know what I'm going through. Pour my heart out, they call it emotional. I don't wanna run away, I wanna be close to you. Cause for you, my heart flow kinda like the ocean do. Struggle to survive, my flesh don't wanna die. But it belongs to you, it's no longer about I. With you, I can't rise without, nothing I can lie about. So if I'm struggling with sin, I go ahead and cry it out. No more empty promises, Holy Spirit positive. Praying for my child on my knees like my mama did when I was living in the White House like Obama's kids. Packing pistols, weighing grams, always on the drama tip. If not for you, Lord, I wouldn't have made it out. A lot of close calls, laws raid in the vacant house. But now I need your healing, so put me in your hospital. Teach me how to live free and overcome these obstacles. Man, it's a lot of sin in this flesh that we living in. Hey, here we go with this again. Hey, here we go with this again. Lord, I just need you to strengthen my inner man. It's a lot of sin in this flesh that we living in. Hey, here we go with this again. And here we go with this again. Lord, I just need you to strengthen my inner man.
Here we go again. Another unfortunate opportunity for me and my sin to coexist. The devil know we rich, so he try and rob us of everything that makes us honest. But knowing this, I take my drama to the Father and I play it cool before this fool get me hotter than Nevada. The enemy is hating on the Lord's claymation while I'm being reshaped, and I'm just riding with the potter. Driving shotgun with Jesus, I'm just riding with your honor. And a Datsun with speakers everywhere, and I'm nodding, yeah, 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 to everything you say, God. Flesh get in the way, I gotta pray, God, thank God. The world could never snatch me out his hand. Actually, that would be the catastrophe of man. But he loves us because sin is trying to snuff us. He lets us open the book and see the mastery of his plan. Man.
It's a lot of sin in this flesh that we living in. Hey, here we go with this again. Hey, here we go with this again. Lord, I just need you to strengthen my inner man. It's a lot of sin in this flesh that we living in. Hey, here we go with this again. Here we go with this again. Lord, I just need you to strengthen my inner man.
Lord, it's tempting me again. I need for you to intercede. Deliver me. This inner me is weak and so in need of victory. My history was sick indeed. Drug abuse and liquor sprees. Bagging chicks and flipping trees. A life of crime and misery. But now I'm clean like Listerine. And since the spirit lives in me, Satan tries to get to me with temporary imagery. Asking where the women be, like they can make me satisfied. Marriage is a while away. You can go and have a guy. Double take
take away the pain. What's the point to pray for change? Get up on your paper chase. Lead the church that can't relate, but I will never listen. Truth, listen the word. For the Lord remains my rock, I won't submit to the urge. He is strong when I am weak, no longer live for this curse. I take no credit for this change because it's him that is pure. I'm captivated by his grace, no longer under condemnation. Jesus crushed his bond with Satan, now I'm free and got to praise him.
It's a lot of sin in this flesh that we living in. Hey, here we go with this again. Hey, here we go with this again. Lord, I just need you to strengthen my inner man. It's a lot of sin in this flesh that we living in. Hey, here we go with this again. Here we go with this again. Lord, I just need you to strengthen my inner man.
Hey, Father, I need your help right now. For your strength works best in my weakness. You never leave nor forsake. Heal my brokenness. I need your strength.
Right there, that's the homie Smiley D featuring Cross-Eyed and Eshawn Burgundy. The song is called Living In. It's a cold world we living in, man, but we thank God that we have him, and we thank God that he sent his son to deliver us from what's going on in this world, man. And he is a true deliverer, man. You got to give him a try. I got the homie Mouthpiece. We mobulating right now together, getting it in. I was just telling him, man, his music sound like a lot of his music to me sound like he got like a West Coast vibe, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, wow, he didn't know that, man. But check this out, bro. I remember the first time I heard you do some music. And, bro, when I heard this, first of all, the song was with Canton Jones.
Okay.
It was a Kingdom Business joint. And I was like, who is this dude? Like, I'm turning the paper over like, man, who is this cat? You know who it is when the business pop off. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yo, how did that collab come about? And what was it like doing music with Canton?
Man, Canton is definitely a brother of mine, man. We used to see each other a lot. You know, now he big time. It's hard to catch up with him, man. But we actually went to the same church, served in the same ministry, man. And it was just crazy how we connected. We actually saw each other at a show. He was performing, and I was performing, and that's kind of how we connected. We actually saw each other and met each other at the show before we even knew we were going to the same church.
Oh, wow.
So it was just wild how it happened, man, and ever since then we clicked. It was crazy. Pete invited me down to a studio. I think we did like two songs, recorded two old songs in like 2 hours.
Wow.
It was real. It was just crazy how it happened. We just clicked, man, and the chemistry was hot. So we've been cool ever since, man, and, you know, fast forward a few years later, dropped Kingdom Business album, man, and invited me on it, so it was a blessing.
That's what's up, man. So you've been doing music, man. How long have you been rapping, man? Talk to me about that whole history, bro.
I've probably been rapping, man, for probably over 20 years. It's less than 20 years. It's probably about 15, though.
Yeah.
I'd say about 15, 16 years, man. I can't explain the musical gene, man, but it's just always been there, man. I actually saw somebody doing that at a young age, man, and was like, I could do that, and tried it, and got better and got better and got better. And, there you have it. It's just a gift that God gave you, man. It just comes easy.
And I'm going to say this, man. Just from hearing your music from Kingdom Business to now, I've seen a lot of growth. I've seen a lot of maturity, and I believe that that's a necessary element in artists today. What do you have to say about that, man?
I agree, man. Especially when you think about a lot of us, we have people that we look up to, especially before we come to Christ, or even when we're not even in Christ. A lot of rappers look up to other rappers and, mm-hmm. and other artists. And sometimes, you know, in the develop of our own, we mimic other artists. as far as delivery, flow, and things of that nature. And even as a Christian, like, I remember first listening to Cross Movement. You know, everybody wanted to rock like Cross Movement. So
yeah.
I believe that as we grow, man, God really brings us into our own. We begin to shed the things that we got from other artists. We begin to come into our own and realize, you know, this is the stuff I want to talk about. These are the beats I like. And,
yeah.
And, you know, God just brings you into your own, and you become, you don't, you know, it comes to the point where you don't sound like nobody. You know, in Christ, man, we all mature at some point, or should mature at some point, man. And you know, that's how it happens.
Hey, and I got to talk about another collab, man, that you did, bro, that really... I mean, I heard the Kingdom Business joint. Then I heard this one with Big Ran. It was like on a mixtape, man. And they kept repeating your verse back. I don't know if you even know what I'm talking about right now. But
Oh,
man. Oh, my goodness. I got it.
I do remember doing some collabs with Big Ran, though, man. That's my dude. We actually, you know, we was at the same show. Me, him, Kenton, Million, Erica Combo. I mean, all of us.
Yeah.
Come from the same crop. So, yeah.
So talk to me about the whole Atlanta scene, man. I've done a lot of interviews with Atlanta artists, and I was like, bro, you guys got a thick scene down there. But talk to me, man. You out there in the A, so what's up, man?
Man, it's popping, man. As you know, man, Atlanta is growing yearly. It's just filled with so much creative artists, man. I mean, the stuff that we hear on the radio, the stuff that you hear even on the internet, man, it's not even half. There's so many underground lounges and spoken word clubs and things of this nature where people can just go in there and get it in, man. So,
yeah.
I mean, Atlanta is just bubbling with new artists, man. I mean, it's an industry in itself, man. It's a lot. It's, and then, you know, being in the South, man, and within the Bible Belt, it's a lot of churches. So with a lot of churches, and then you got a city full of creative people, man, it's so many artists. So many, it's probably people y'all haven't even heard yet that's coming.
Yeah. No, that's what's up, man. So when somebody hears your music, let's say they just heard the first song that we played earlier, how would you describe your music, man? How do you describe it, and what are you trying to depict with what you're doing?
To be honest with you, man, when I'm in that booth, man, when I'm writing a song, I truly believe that whatever state I'm in when I'm writing and recording that song is going to translate to the listener.
Right.
So I feel like if I'm upset, if I'm heated at the devil, and that's the aggression that I have in the song that I'm writing, I feel like that's how I'm gonna make the listener feel.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, God kind of shared that with me a while back. Is just be whatever you feel, however you feel in that booth when you're writing these songs and these messages. That is what's going to translate to the artist. So I really, my prayer is that when people hear my music, man, that it does stir something up. I'm a very passionate dude, man. Like I love Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
With everything, bro. And so I just, my prayer is that when people hear it, that it does bring about a level of conviction, that it does you know, cause people to look at their lives, that it does stir them up and cause them to go even harder for Christ, man.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's the real, man. Just I pray that translates through the music.
Yeah, and I'm gonna ask you this, man, because over the last maybe like 2-3 years, in your music, I can hear a change, bro. Like, I'm not saying that you wasn't a dope rhymer, but just the passion for God in the last 2-3 years has just like been bubbling, bro. Like, when I hear your project, man, I be like, bro, something happened in his life. Talk to me, man.
Yeah.
The last couple years, bro, what's been going on with you, man?
Bruh, to be honest with you, man, a few years ago, man, my sister passed. My younger sister passed. I actually passed from cancer, man. And, you know, when stuff like that happens, man, it challenges everything that you believe.
Right.
And you get to a point, I got to a point. I should say you get to a point, but I got to a point at where everything I believe, I begin to question. Not to question it that God is real or not.
Right.
That wasn't a question. The question was everything that I've been taught, do I truly believe it?
Yeah.
So I got to a place of wanting to know God for myself. And I mean, sometimes you can think you know God for yourself until that rug gets pulled from up under your feet, man, and you realize, okay, what do I really know? What do I really believe?
Mm.
And I just believe that, you know, when my sister passed, man, something changed. Something switched in me because I began to know God for myself. I began to study for myself. I questioned everything. Like, I got respect for pastors. I got respect for my leadership. I got respect for my local church.
Yeah.
They'll tell you, like, I question everything.
Yeah.
Everything. And when God show it to me, I go hard with it. You know, I go, it's almost like, I mean, this may be a bad analogy or example, but it's almost like gossip, man. If you got some great news that you like, ooh, they got to hear this. People got to know that's how I am. I take it and I run with it. And I believe that's where it's been, man. And just the passion, man. Like, I really believe God has something great for his people, man. I believe we go through a lot of things on this earth. And we do. And there's a lot of persecution we go through. There's a lot of ups and downs when you serve God. There's great highs and great lows. And I embrace the lows for the lessons, and I celebrate the highs. And I go 100 both ways. So, I just go hard in that music, bro. I don't know how long I'm going to be doing it. You know what I'm saying? No,
yeah.
I mean, I ain't going to be 50 years old rapping. At least I don't think I will be.
Yeah.
But while this gift is on me, while this fire is on me, while the inspiration is upon me, man, I go hard. And I just feel like when I'm done, I want to be able to say, man, I created enough resources to stir some people up.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. He's not trying to dim the lights. He's trying to make sure his lights are beaming. And we're going to go into this joint from you right now, man. What's this song about right here?
Lights beaming, man. Basically, it's like you said, it's just that, man. Everywhere you go, you know, Christ should be shining in you. But with everything that we do, you know, and it's just really saying, man, no matter what we face, no matter what people think, Shine for Christ, man, and that
you
may be glorified
in
your life.
Amen. That's what's up. Let's holler in this. Let's hop into this track on Yada the King Radio called Lights Beaming. Let's get it.
Put that pride on low, low. Christ on high. Let's show. Lights beaming. God glorified. Put that pride on low, low. Christ on high. Let's show. Lights beaming. God glorified. We on. Lights beaming. America dreaming, it's that lightly leaning in the whip up in kingdom. It's that double espresso, just a little bit ghetto. Where the hammers get let go, but we ensure like the gecko. Let's go, light in the dark place, right by the car chase. But we don't part ways, we tell them what God say. Quit being bougie in the boonies, screaming Tajay. You a target pimping, we ain't playing arcades. I'm repping Jesus, yeah, that rock in a hard place. Even if that Glock in my face, let that Glock spray. I ain't ducking death, I got life, three the hard way. I ain't ducking death, I got Christ, ain't that the God way? Put that pride on low, low, Christ on high. Let's show, lights beaming, God glorified. Put that pride on low, low, Christ on high. Let's show, lights beaming, God glorified. We on, lights beaming, we on, lights beaming, we on, lights beaming. Shop of horror in the midst of Atlanta, we call it Sodom Gomorrah. I go hard today, I can't wait to do it tomorrow. Somebody ain't gonna make it like living on Tyler's Barra. Can't be concerned with faces, opinions, and what they thinking. Look, judgments arising, somebody's boat is just sinking. Why you playing and blinking? I am laying a blanket. No, this is not a picnic, I'm prepared for the banquet. Not understanding my language, the light of Christ, what I came with. Opening blinded eyes, shedding light on that hatred. Refusing to back down, no matter what I be facing. Refusing to back down, yes sir, cause I can take it. Put that pride on low, low, Christ on high. Let's show, lights beaming, God glorified. Put that pride on low, low, Christ on high. Let's show, lights beaming, God glorified. We on, lights beaming, we on, lights beaming, we on, lights beaming.
Yeah. You took a side of the cold, you paid the price for summer. And even when I stumble, trip, slip, fall, and tumble. And when I lack faith, in my world begins to crumble. Lord, you give me mercy, your grace is sufficient. You efficiently fishing through your spirit enrichment. You're prolific and proficient at loving your children. You're so giving, you listen light when my sight is tinted. And so I lift you up, you're worthy of praise and honor. And every trial that you give me just to make me stronger. And Father, I no longer desire this rotten flesh. So every day I sacrifice it for your righteousness. You're majestic and holy, and you always see the truth. I'm just a dirt bag, the back of vacuum cleaners. Forgive me when I let things make me not see. And when I put me before you like the letter T.
You are holy, wonderful, almighty. You're awesome, we give you glory.
Jesus, you are my splendor. You're so good to me. Died just to save my soul. Call me the alphabet. I will never let you go. Cause when I don't think, and when I think too much, and when I act senseless, when I'm out of touch, please help me, Father. I can't live without you. I have to be closer. I promise I won't denounce you. Greater manifestation. Lord, you are my peace. For you, there's no replacement. No Keanu Reeves. Lord, you wash me clean. Through you, I'm redeemed. That's why I need your presence. No Christmas tree. If you thirst, well, Lord, here's drink. I pray that my worship quenches it today. I pray that it's the sweet sound, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Wear your crown as
you are holy.
This is the
League CD Reviews.
The latest news.
and your very own community profile. Are you
Sounds.com,
where you can shop the hip-hop music store with free music downloads.
For music shoppers, there is free music.
Listen to Christian Hip-Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more. And more.
At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. For the life in hip-hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast Fire is now online.
Videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo, turn it up.
Jesus,
yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com, the dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast Fire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Duck King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Duck King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Yes. A worship joint right there by the homie Jeremiah. This song is called Holy. Man, God is holy. He's awesome. Man, and I know another brother that believes the same thing, man. Mouthpiece, if somebody asks you, since you had to question everything, if somebody asks you, why is God your God, what would you say, man? What would you say real quick?
Why is God, man? Because he showed himself to be true, man. You can question everything, man, but God always shows himself to be true. The God we serve, Jehovah, he showed himself to be true, man. I mean, I just feel like consistency will tell it all in the end, and only the God we serve is consistent.
Amen. Hey, man, that's what's up, man. So we ain't going to get into all that right now. We might talk about that later. But look, let's do this, man. We're going to hop on the topic of the day. And this topic of the day was all about relationship. A lot of times I just be sitting down talking, trying to figure out what God wants to say on this radio show, because I believe this is a platform, man, just to share the good news, the gospel, the faith as well, man. So he said relationship, man, and when he said relationship, I was thinking, man, how important is it for us to have godly relationships amongst the brethren right now, man? How do you rate that?
I think it's very important, man. There's nothing greater, man, than your family. There's nothing greater than having a godly family and wise counsel around you. And then when you bring in the aspect of true relationships, I mean, it's just icing on the cake. Relationships help us do so many things, man, with God, as well as with all of our horizontal relationships. And I believe that at the core of relationships is open space to be transparent. And I think that is what takes relationships to another level, when you can be transparent with God and you can be transparent with other people. And they either going to hold you accountable, you know what I'm saying, if you off, or you know, they're gonna roll with you, pray with you, help affirm you, through the right things that you do. But transparency is at the core, and relationships, man, that's a necessity, especially in the kingdom of God.
Man, that's what's up, man. So just talk about, you ain't even gotta name names, but just talk about how any relationship has helped further your relationship with God, from another brother or sister.
First and foremost, man, of course, God always. That's just goes without saying. But the relationship that he's placed in my life, man, the one would probably be my wife. She is just incredible, man. From the support of my music, my highs, my lows, the support of anything that God has called me to do. Through ministry, man, that relationship, that woman has been someone I can always go to and be open with. And she gives me the real, man. She knows me better than anybody.
Yeah.
She knows me better than anybody. And I'm pretty sure you can relate. That person, when you get up,
yeah,
that person sees you when you go to sleep. They know everything about you. So that relationship is great. If I had to name a name of some one relationship that is beginning to grow, man, and it's meaning a lot to me, is my relationship with GS, which is a rapper out of Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
So GS is a real good brother of mine. He just actually dropped the album. That's a big old plug for him. But he keeps it 100, man. We really keep it 100 with each other, and we really hold each other accountable. And since I met him, he's always been that person. If God puts someone in his heart to share with me, whether I like it or not, he share it. And that's real, and I value that.
So. Yeah. That's what's up, man. I'm going to have to throw his song into the mix. I'm looking at it. You guys did a song together, too, on his mixtape. So we'll see what's populating, man. But talk to me about why, for somebody that, and I'll say this, I think there's a difference between knowing God and having a relationship with God, or knowing Jesus and having a relationship with Jesus. What would you say is the main difference in between those two?
So many people know when people know of God, man, it's almost like you could tell, because it doesn't resonate in their life, man. When a person doesn't know God, it's almost like they're going through the motions.
Right.
They really ain't connected, but they trying to do all the right things, and that's the thing that I look at, man. I think that's a big thing that's been sweeping, actually, the country, probably the world, man. I just think the spirit has just really been drawing us all to relationship away from just being religious. But I believe that the difference is a true relationship is not robotic. And you can tell when a person is beginning to have a true relationship with God, because they really don't, they're not trying to be perfect. But you can tell that when they do fall short, their thoughts of how God is viewing them or views the things that they do, man, that is sincere.
Right.
You know, it's usually something evident in people's lives. You can just tell when it's real.
No, that's what's up, man. So definitely it's important to have a relationship. Where in your life do you feel like that relationship with God? Well, you actually talked about it earlier after your sister had passed away. How did your relationship with God change? Because it sounds like that had to be, not to say that you didn't have a relationship with God before that, but it changed your relationship. It's kind of like Job. When Job went through all that, Job had a relationship with God. That's why Job was even tested. But his relationship changed after all of that with God. So how would you say your relationship has changed?
Man, when I went through that period in my life, man, it was more than just my sister passing. I just wasn't right in my heart, in my mind, just in a lot of areas, man, and it caused some huge disputes even in my marriage. And I got to a point where I was actually staying out of a hotel room for about a good 6 months. I actually wrote a song about it called Broken. That's on YouTube. But when that happened, man, like I said, man, everything that you thought you knew about God, everything that you expected God to do, especially when you expect Him to do these things in your own time, like that stuff get questioned, man, and it get crushed. Especially when it don't happen, and you start looking at yourself like, man, I'm treating God like a genie, you know, like a genie in a bottle, like He's gonna do what I say, you know, with His own word. So when those things happen, when that happened to me, man, the relationship got real, because I was able, it was really the first time I was able to go to God and be like, God, why this, why that? You know, before that, I think I didn't question things as much. Like, I didn't go to God and ask why this, why that. I just said, you know, it is what it is. But the relationship grew when I said, okay, this is a real relationship. I can go to you and say, okay, God, why is this? I'm asking, I need to know, and I'm asking that you would show me. And he would begin to speak to me, man. So the relationship got real when I got real, to be honest with you, the relationship get real when we really start seeing God as a true person.
Yeah.
You know, he's real. He is just as real as the conversation we have with our spouses. When that got real, man, the relationship got real.
Hey man, that's what's up, man. So you seeing how it got real with Mouthpiece. And I just want to say relationships, man, is so important. Even let's talk about this. Talk about a time where you didn't have a relationship with somebody, and because of not a strong relationship with somebody, it the situation just got bad. Is there anything in your life that happened like that?
When I really didn't have a relationship with somebody, and the situation got bad, I'll say this: there's relationships in our life that sometimes we have to force to happen, or at least take the initiative to make them happen because they needed relationships. Growing up, like I said, my parents got divorced when I was like 9, 10 years old, and my mom ended up getting remarried to my stepfather, and I drew a closer relationship with my stepfather, and went years not even talking to my dad and not caring.
Yeah.
That was a relationship that should have been there, should have been cemented. But like the lack of understanding, you know, as a kid, you don't understand why your parents get divorced until you get older and you start asking questions. So that, you know, that was a relationship that was needed. But, you know, I didn't have it because we really didn't know each other. It was, he became a man that was in the household. So later, man that I knew became a child support.
Yeah.
I'm just keeping it real. I didn't see him at my games. I didn't see him at, you know, sporting events and things of that nature. And every now and then I saw him. So I think that the lack of that relationship, man, really, it changed a lot of things. And it caused me to be a different person as a father and things of that nature. But, you know, praise God, man, for his grace, for his mercy, that relationship is now being cultivated.
All right, man. And I'm just going to say this, man. Be, like you said, be real in your relationships, man. When we are real in our relationships, we can see growth, we can see change, and we can see a real brotherhood or sisterhood, man. That's really what's up. Let's do this, man. Let's go to your next song, I Will, featuring Falana. Talk to me about this right here, man.
I Will, man, is basically just a song about really going hard for God and not compromising. We live in a world where the compromising line is so thin. And sometimes we can find ourselves justifying it. And that song is great, basically just encouraging people to be the I wills. The I wills, be it I will not compromise, or I will go hard for Christ without compromising.
That's what's up, man. So let's check it out. I Will by the homie Mouthpiece, Yadidi King Radio. We'll be back with some contact info so y'all can figure out how y'all can connect with him. All right? Here we go.
It's crazy now. I swear I'm afraid for my babies now. In church, guns is blazing now. In the world, they don't care who they lay with now.
They don't care.
And the pastor is draped up, putting on his makeup, man. Let me break it down. We know the word, but we sleeping on God like a pillow top, man. We need to wake up now. Cause the world looking at us like, nah. We don't want nothing y'all gotta offer. All we see is you divorced and broke. And don't believe God wants you to prosper. Being broke ain't humble, newsflash. Being rich ain't driving a new Jag, popping a new tag, copping a new bag. Being rich is God is my dad, father, Abba. No mask, Phantom of the Opera. So sad, I refuse to be that. Abusing, confusing the masses when we compromise for the cash and at last. We on the inside of a mag or the cover. Thinking that we made God glad, ain't saying that's bad. I'm just saying that's a man-made fad. The gang got us already gassed.
Tell me what's going on, what's really going on. Look at what we have become, a world full of compromise.
Yeah.
Instead of truth, we believe the lies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, and every single way I turn, man ain't serving Christ no more. We only wanna please our flesh. Why can't we see that this world is dying? Even if no one else is trying, Lord, I will.
Cause I still believe that believers love God for real. Not all but some, cause some just will. Regardless what's offered to some, a meal, a house, a car, a record deal, a name, a brand that has appeal. Fly, or if looks could kill. But on average still, we still be acting ill. That's the reason why we can't stay healed. Got paid potholes in our purses. That's the reason why we can't pay bills. So we stay still, complacent, ill. Putting out music that the Lord can't feel. But if we go platinum, we call it a blessing. Even though we watered down the message, chill. But that ain't right, now that ain't Christ. That ain't beaming, that ain't light. That's Sierra them, that ain't Sprite. That ain't fresh now, that ain't tight. Yeah, that is poison, don't take a bite. The devil's roaring, don't wait to fight. Tell the coroners and the foreigners, we was born again to break the plight. I'm a new creation, new affiliation. God is with me, now your boy's patient. I done chased the paper, now I'm God chasing. From no gray lines, now your boy's basing. The foolish things, God be choosing. He is my addiction, I am using. So whatever comes, I ain't moving. No compromise, I ain't losing. So tell me
what's going on. What's really going on? Look at what we have become. A world full of compromise.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of truth, we believe the lies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On every single way I turn, man ain't serving Christ no more. We only wanna please our flesh. Why can't we see that this world is dying? Even if no one else is trying, Lord, I will.
For the Lord, I go hand me. The whole world riding, can't tempt me with his candy. Drink your life away, you had a chance, but you blew it. You smoke in front of your kids and you telling them not to do it, huh? A role model? I think not. Before they even had a dream, you made a dream stop. That's why I'm here to give them God like a Sunday service. Have them quoting scriptures in our house to make your Monday nervous. She say she wanna holler, cause he paid. Satan waiting to say hello. That's a heat wave. They say he never was dead. He just passed out. Jesus died, took three and faded like a pass route.
Work. We got work to do. Work to do. Under God. Work. We got work to do. Work to do. They consider me a
hey, yo, these trappers say they live, but they dead. They in coma. Denying that they high when we can smell that reefer on them. Never graduated, but embrace that street diploma.
Never graduated, but embrace that street diploma.
Made a man, not a boy, but the Grand Reaper on him. That green monster got him. They sleeping with Fiona. That paper looking good until you start leaking toner. Wake up and smell that coca, man, that's not a sweet aroma. The see so by your senses, you just see it how you wanna. Until your body's stiff and your mouth begin to foam up. I'm trying to paint a picture so you never think it's kosher. No, sir. It just brings your final days closer. We all missing something like it's pictured on the poster. That void would not be filled by watching episodes of Oprah. Turn it off, I told ya. What army you enlisted? We trying to gather soldiers for the army he envisioned. We got work to do. Shout it, I am on a mission. If you can't stand the heat, get your tail about the kitchen. Quit complaining about the vision. This here is pillow talk for those who sleeping on their pimping. I'm done, bring the hook in. Work.
Work. We got work to do, work to do. Under God. Work, work. We got work to do, work to do.
Wow, that's what's up. I already had this song lined up. That was Work to Do by GS featuring Mouthpiece. Talk to me about this track, man. How did that go about?
GS, like I said, man, that's my dude, man. Straight up, that is my dude, man. It was just a song that he sent to me. I know he was working on Before Destruction mixtape. I think that was actually Volume 2 or Volume 3. It was basically a song that he shot to me. And like I said, me and him, man, we have lots of great conversations, man. We really just bounce ideas and inspirations off one another, man. And that was one thing that we talked about is, man, we got work to do. So he shot this joint to me and I hopped on it, definitely.
That's what's up, man. So, look, talking to me about all the people that right now, they're listening, they're like, yo, I'm feeling this music. How can they get at you on the internet, man? You got Facebook, Twitter, even a website. What's up, man?
Man, honestly, bro, if you go, if you really want to be quick about it, man, go to Google and type in Mouthpiece, MOUTHPI3CE, and it's going to pull up. You just going to either see my blog spot at within the first five, or you're going to see my Facebook. But those who don't want to go that route, you can go to blogspot.com /mouthpiece. You can also go to Facebook, search Mouthpiece, and it also pulled me up. Also, I got an online store outside of iTunes and Amazon, which my albums are on, but it's also Vibe Deck. It's called vibedeck.com /mouthpiece.
Yeah.
You can check me out on all of those online websites, and holler at your boy.
All right, man, you're going to have to run through some of the albums that you just dropped recently so they know how many albums they need to go pick up, because I know you ain't got just one.
Yeah, man. People ask me a lot about that, man. Why do I record so much, man? I guess because I got a lot to say.
Yeah.
But the Foolish Things He Chooses is a project that I dropped September, actually, 2012, and then actually three months later, I dropped Kickstand. So I really try to put out at least a couple projects out a year. I'm very unconventional. I think I don't do it. I don't have a business model, man. I just go with the spirit, whatever I feel God tell me to do, right, and put it out. But you got The Foolish Things He Chooses and Kickstand, Movement, and actually I got a couple more, Face, No Gray Line. So those are four projects. If you wanna holler at me, if you wanna listen, No Gray Line, the bass, to The Foolish Things He Chooses, the Kickstand, Movement, and I'm prepping you to see the growth and grow with me.
That's what's up, man. So he's been grinding, putting out music. I mean, and some of the music you actually do put out for free. I know the first album, I think, that you came out with now, it's for free on the south.com. I can't remember the name of it right now, but...
Reborn, Renew, Reinvent.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, that's actually a free project that is definitely on the south.com. Shout out to them. Shout out to the homie Kellis, man. Showed me a lot of love, and the Trey Nine. But yeah, you can definitely go download that on thesouth.com, and also I think you can probably get it on sacredapparelmixtape.com as well.
All right, so y'all need to go pick it up. What's going on next, man? Are you about to drop an album next week? What's up, man? We need to know, bro.
Come on, man. You already know I'm working. You already know I'm working on something, man. To be honest with you, man, I don't have a date. I don't have a set date. I am going to try to I'm gonna have a target date. I have a tendency to just drop, but I'm going to try to have a target date. But I don't want to spill the beans on the name, on any names or whatever. I do already got the name. I'm probably halfway through it already. But it's going to be different. Let me just say, I think it's going to be a little bit different than what I've put out, because I have a certain aim of people that I want to reach. And it is coming in 2013. Also, yeah, and I am also working on Lost and Found 2, which is a mixtape, and it'll be free.
All right, man. You got to tell me, man, we talked about what's coming up next, man. Who you want to give a shout out to right here, man, as we wrap it up in this contact segment?
Man, I want to definitely shout out my homie GS. Shout out my wife, Maisa. Love you, baby. Shout out to the homie Bizzle, man. Bizzle's finna drop a heater. I don't think y'all ready for that. But shout out to the homie Bizzle. And just everybody, man, who has supported me thus far. Thank you so much. Thank you.
That's what's up, man. And we're gonna wrap this interview up here for the podcast people, man. But you guys need to go over to the Yacht of the King app, and we're gonna get it in on Fun Facts with the homie Mouthpiece, man. You don't want to miss what we're gonna talk sports, you know, because we got the Seahawks about to play the Falcons. By the time this came out, you probably already heard who won. But we still gonna talk trash, man. We gonna say what city's gonna win and everything like that. But that's what you need to do, man. Get the app for Androids, iPhones. If you got a Kindle Fire, it's only $1.99. There's special shows for y'all like the Fun Facts and Traffic Jam. And we got some more shows, man, that we're going to be throwing y'all away just for the app. Let's get it to this joint. Eshan Burgundy, close your eyes. Let's get it.
Resources. My homies dead it for that cheddar that we keep on us. That bread and that lettuce ain't edible, but feast on it. So be it, eat it, go put your teeth on it. Bite the bullet, they pull it, go ahead and be on us. Getting beheaded is a fetish of the street corners. I need a ledger for the skull. Writing Proverbs 26:11 on the wall. Like a reverend, but it's raw, like the essence. So I draw like a weapon, and I carve out a section of the floor for its presence. Realest thing you ever seen. Bloody body ripped like my shredded jeans. I'm blessed I get to carry round these heavy wings. Know me? This should be cool to say just how I feel. And keep it G without no bottle or no swallow pills. That make you uneasy, feel free to get your dash on. I'm just being me like Halloween without a mask on. Cash on the floor, baby, where's your self-esteem? Get on that Proverbs 31 and see yourself a queen. Free yourself without the help from that promethazine. Around my finger is a metal belt, my wedding ring. It keep my pants off, now I got my hands off. Like I got the answer, hating is a cancer. Got a chance to see that light, cause I was picturing that death. Like a camera at a crime scene and the victim is my flesh, bleh. Nobody jeopardize me once again. On the corner pumping block, jumping like a trampoline. I was there rapping, they was trapping, busy making cream. That was they habit, smoking cabbage from Jamaica, Queens. Serving addicts, highest ladders, I would pray for fiends. Then he pulled me away, emphatically chasing dreams. Dodging traffic and some of them cars had laser beams. You know what that is, red dot scopes. I was broke but didn't care because the kid got hope, may never be a millionaire. My kicks may not have a million pair, but like Blaylock, when he take that shot, I'ma take my prayer, put it in the air. Lord!
I come against Lucifer, the fallen angel in Christ's name.
We have shots fired.
Yeah, yeah. Ayo, my pupils dilate. I'm full bred, I'm led by the Spirit. And he who believes in the Son, he got life. Breathe before you die, son. Seven seal, live forever. Eternal grace. I got war badges, kid. I bleed for my brothers. I lay claymores. Radioactive trench war. We destroyed his temple, but he rose in the third. He stole the keys. I'm blind without the Oculus. Double dagger, disciple, lay my trip blind.
this is militant music, son. That true fine war music, ministerial. I gotta keep it raw. I seen falling cherubims, bright wings, he brings death, Lord of the flies. I smash the airways, I stay in prayer. Blood of Jesus, I'm surrounded by legions. Solo mission, recon my land, claim my kids. I seek a space, I'm in the third watch. Check it, hey yo, no telling when you see me. I'm in the dugout, soon I'm going home to the father. Speed plane, trench terrain, I murder this flesh. I got a casket with broad shoulders, I'ma lay the barriers. Through music, I'ma glorify the sun. The hour's come, he revealed himself to man, but we executed a king. Through his blood, I've been set free. I used to dig my own grave. Bombless pit, screen through the soul. I'm a vessel and I wanna be used. I'ma use my angels, the hierarchy. Tag team with the throne, send my prayers back home. I roll the tanks, I've been dispatched for such a time like this. Call it airborne, I got favor to reason with God. I'm dirty like crimson, I rise to the sky cause of his crucifixion. I distribute the word evenly, yeah. I distribute the word evenly, yeah. All sides of your membrane. Yeah. God's dagger. Live in effect. Yo, we militant soldiers. We on the run for Christ, so we militant soldiers. Yo, we militant soldiers. Yo, we on the run for Christ, so we militant soldiers. Yeah. And yo, we militant soldiers. We on the run for Christ, so we militant soldiers. Yeah. Seven shield like what? Keep it hotter than blue mics.
Black tees, switches blowing in the sky. You don't work hard, just watching, and death should have been my verdict. But it took that cross, and I ain't deserving. Had a gang of nasty ways. Beat this, Jesus died for that. My lust, my hate, my pride. He placed it on his back, and it filled my heart with love. Brought me up in his family. Even though I stood against him, he gave his all to hell. I never could have made it, cause there's nothing I can do to try to win your heart. But you gave it all, and you've been involved. I'm thankful that cross. Jesus, hold my life together.
All right, man, we are on the topic of the day, and the topic of the day is all about relationship. Why is it important that we have relationship with God off top? Number one, a relationship with God will give you direction in your life. A lot of people, especially in today's age, have no idea what direction they're going in. They're all over the place. Because they don't have a relationship with God. If you have a relationship with God, He will begin to explain to you who you are, what you are purposed for, and what He has in basically in store for you to do. That all comes from a relationship with God. I mean, a lot of people might lean on their talents and their gifts, and that's good. A lot of times, God might even want to use those, but it's important to have a relationship with God to know where to use this talent, how to use this talent. Should I use it in this place or should I use it in that place? Having a relationship with God is just so important, man. I could go in on that. But just knowing God, the Bible even talks about a blessing in just knowing God. And I'm not going to just say financial, because you know I always say that. It's not just financial. Blessings are not just financial. But knowing God will give you peace that you've never experienced in this world. Knowing God will give you joy, which is higher than happiness. Joy is not circumstantial. Happiness is. So, I mean, when you have a relationship with God, it just changes everything. It's like this. If you have a relationship with your parents, not just I walk in and, oh man, hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm good. I'll see you later. That's not a real relationship, but where you could talk about some of the things that go on. I guarantee the people that have stronger relationships with their parents, they could say, hey, man, they gave me so much wisdom, because, you know, even though some of you young ones think that they don't have wisdom, the Bible say the old, they have wisdom. They give us wisdom. You learn from them. When you have a relationship, you can share the things that are going on in your heart, share the things that are going on in your life, and pray together. And that's the importance of having a relationship, even in that kind of situation, man. But relationships also, they kind of remove gray areas. The stronger you have a relationship with somebody, the harder it is, in a sense. And I say this as a friend, misunderstandings don't result into huge breakups. If you have a misunderstanding and it's something that happened, you know, as a friend, if you have a relationship with that person, it usually you're able to rectify the situation. You'll say, hey, man, this is a misunderstanding. But if you don't have a relationship with somebody and there's a huge misunderstanding, you're like, man, forget this cat. I can move on myself, man. I can do this. And I'm even moving to another step, a relationship with the people in your church. Why do you have a relationship with the people in your church? Because with that relationship with people in your church, now you have accountability. Accountability, somebody that's going to hold you to make sure you're doing the right things, you're going the right places, to make sure you're being filled with the Spirit of God and not filled with yourself. You need somebody to say yes, no. Hey, man, I don't think that's a good thing. If you have that in your life, you usually have solid relationships with people. And that's something that you have to, The Bible says if you want friends, you have to be friendly. If you want relationships, it's not a one-way street where somebody can just come in your life. And there's probably people in your life that are trying to help you out. And sometimes we don't accept that, but you have to know a relationship is very important, man. If you need to build, man, find somebody that's serious about God. And how can you find that out? Somebody that really seeks out God. They seek the Word. The Word has the final authority and not their own opinion, man. That's what's up. This is the Warrior for Yacht of the King Radio, the homie Don Christian. I'm out of here. Life and bless God.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, 'cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
I always gotta keep my
Yada Da King Radio. I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian
on Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada Da King Radio. Yada Da King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new gospelnw.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada Da King?
Yada Da King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada Da King Radio now on gospelnw.com.
Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada Da King Radio out in Las Vegas right now. Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m. Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby, at unity.com.
That's spelled www.unity-t.com.
Listen up. If you got something that you want to advertise with us here at Yada Da King Radio, hit us up at yadadaking.com or email us advertising@yadadaking.com. We offer splash and background page, banners, Twitter blast, and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast. Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices. You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out.
So go to yadadaking.com and advertise today.